And welcome back on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We've got quite a lot of information we've covered in today's programming. And thanks to modern technology, we're doing it live today from the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. It was this family broadcast we've had Saturday mornings has been what has kept me out of it for years and years. But thanks to technology, and I can actually have the opportunity to be here and watch my kids participate. And today's topic we're covering today on things to do to make sure your home is secure while you're on vacation. And I've grabbed a local business owner who's actually has kids in the rodeo as well, Ty Scott of Builder Wholesale.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And I'm not interrupting you from Chase's Goats or Sage's Barrel Run.
There's a short bit of time in between, but glad to do it, no doubt about it. things run pretty hectic this weekend.
Oh, it's a lot to do. It's harder work on the parents, I think, up to a certain point.
It's a lot of running. The kids don't realize that what goes behind the scenes, I don't think, but it is a lot of running, but it's all well worth it in the end, there's no doubt. It's a good time.
Now, on a smaller scale, you know, these rodeos, they're a couple days long. Is there anything you do to get your home ready just on a short weekend when you're gone?
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep up with the yard, and just that way when we get home, we don't have as much to do. You know, make sure everything's good and, you know, try to clean up the best we can. And, you know, you end up packing for the rodeo a day or two ahead of time just to try to help that out, actually, in the end.
Now, guys like us that have horses and livestock, a month vacation is not a reality, much less a whole summer. But a lot of your customers that come into Builder Wholesale, they're people that have been gone all summer and they're coming up here to their mountain home. Yep. Or they even as beautiful as Prescott is in the summer, believe it or not, there's people that go back to Wisconsin to visit family or, you know, whatever the situation is. So they may be leaving this beautiful town at this time of year for the month. What are some of the things that y'all see customers coming into the store for? And I'll save you time because I know y'all do gas flame.
Yeah.
But you saw Dave Barrett leave.
Yep.
He just covered propane for you.
Yep. And that's great. And he does it, but on propane and natural gas, either one. You know, we sell fireplaces and stoves, and those are the big things that we end up talking to people about. And they shut their pilot lights off, just, I'm sure, like Dave said, too, and relighting them. And we have a lot of customers that aren't comfortable lighting them, and they come to us to have us go out there and help them out with that service, and lock in your windows and doors. You know, put a lot of windows aren't self-locking, especially older windows, and you have to physically lock them, and that's a great thing to double check, go through the house, and make sure all that's done. Also,
the windows, the locking technology hasn't really changed all that much over the years. But what is this self-locking?
A lot of them have what they call an auto lock now, where as soon as when you close your window, it automatically flips a latch into a spot and it keeps it locked. And that's a great feature that came around quite a few years back, actually. But a lot of older ones had the old flip latch cam lock, they called it. And, you know, you could close your window, but if you didn't physically flip that latch, it wasn't locked. Somebody could get in. So that's where the auto lock came from, and it was a good thing that they did.
So you just used a fancy auto lock instead of flip latch.
Yeah, of course. Got to have an
real
auto lock.
Real Bond's terminology here.
Yeah, oh yeah, real 28th century stuff.
Now, you had mentioned windows, but every report year after year, the number one point of entry is kicked right through the front door in the middle of the day when you're not home.
Yep.
It's not these fancy high-tech operations. It's smash-and-grab guys that have cased out that you're probably not home, whether they've noticed your newspapers piling up. They're casing the neighborhood, acting like they live there, and they go on a walk around 5:30 every day to see who's coming home and who's not coming home, and take notice of which homes aren't moving. And they just show up in the middle of the day when most people are at work, smash-and-grab, go right through the front door.
Yep.
Y'all have a line of front doors. What are the security points you look for when you're selecting those door lines?
On front doors, typically they double bore them. There's just a deadbolt and a latch down below. They're not, in general, for majority of what we do, they're not the most, you know, somebody wants to kick that sucker hard enough, they'll get it. And it might take them a few times, but they'll get through. And there are other options that are available now that are multi-point locking systems that shoot bolts through the top and the bottom of the door, that they're hitting in multiple points rather than just one spot on the jamb. And we're seeing more popularity, more people asking for those because they are more secure and it's harder to get through them. But my own personal opinion is people want in, they're going to get in, whether they go through a window or a door or something. Most houses aren't completely burglar-proof.
Well, it's a twofold thing, because there's also the safety issue of you've got to be able to get out of the house in a fire.
Yep.
You can't have this fortress you can't escape from.
And a lot of people are going to, we're starting to see more electronics in that. They have, you know, people walk up and they ring the doorbell, or and they have a video surveillance device, and they can, then they walk over to the computer and push a button that is either tied into their home security system and it's a magnet, or throws a bolt on the door or something like that. A lot of metal doors, people are doing these big, neat steel doors with steel jams, and you're not breaking them. You know, the burglars are going to have a hard time, but they have a magnetic, and it'll just release a latch, and people can come in. And we're starting to see just a little bit more of that. They're kind of expensive systems, though, compared to the traditional jams, wood jams.
In the mountain country, what's y'all's best practice? Water on, water off. In the valley, Tucson, where we have freezes hardly ever, what's the best practice for a mountain homeowner? Water on, water off while you're gone.
Water off, there's no doubt. I mean, pressure in the lines can, and if you leave it on, it's, and if we get cold enough here, especially at our elevation in Prescott, we're going to freeze at night, and we can get down in the low, you know, single digits, and it's going to freeze, and it's going to cause you a problem if you don't turn it off and drain, and, you know, open up, crack those lines and give them some place to go. But you definitely want to turn the water off here. It's not a question.
Now, how do you bleed the lines? Because even if you shut the water off, you still have all the water in the line that could freeze.
And every house is a little different, and I'm not the best at, honestly, at that, because I honestly don't go very far in the winter. I'm stuck here, which is great. But
that's the one thing about rodeo. If you've got livestock on your property, chances are you've got more than one horse you're taking to the rodeo that's getting left behind. You can't be gone for very long. As good as some neighbors are, no one takes care of your animals like you do, and these are serious life
investments. Well, and they only want to do it for so long.
Right.
You know, a few days you can get away with, you start talking months, it starts getting pretty tough. It's hard to find. You have good friends, but.
Leaving the house for extended periods of time isn't exactly a luxury.
No, it is not.
Looking at other security systems, do y'all do a lot of iron gates or iron doors on the front?
We don't ourselves. We don't do, like, storm doors and security doors. There are other companies in town that do and that I recommend. We get some people, you know, and I wouldn't say everybody asks for it, but because they want their nice door to show, their nice entry door to show instead of a storm door or a security door, which they are making some really nice security doors now that look really fancy and neat, but we don't do it ourselves, so it's a smaller percentage of the houses, I think, that have them. They're doing them on a back patio or something where they can still get the airflow through and doing nice screen doors.
And one more layer of protection. And like you said, there are companies that do it at such an artwork style that you're not covering that
or they make
$15,000 front door.
Right. Or they make a beautiful designer. I mean, they can put some amazing metalwork in those doors that is just total designer custom stuff that is unreal.
And just to be able to enjoy a mountain air like this and knowing your front is still secure.
Yep.
You'll hear when somebody fires up the blowtorch to cut through the iron work.
Or they got a grinder. You're going to know it. Things are
you'll hear it.
The neighbors, with any luck, will be able to pick up on that.
Now, do y'all do floor safes at all? Are y'all fans of home safes? Or
We don't ourselves. I mean, I hear of quite a few houses that do have them in them. People are putting them in. It's a lot more common than it used to from that, and always a good idea. And in a mountain town like this, there are a lot of hunters that have gun safes, so there's a lot of gun safes around.
Now, you have kids, so you understand this point. Don't make a big advertisement that you're not home. Posting pictures of, here's me on Peanut in the arena in Marana where I'm 4 hours away.
Social media is really, and you know, the high-tech burglars have picked up on that, and they know it. And that's a lot of what you hear is people, well, you know, we're headed for Hawaii for a month, and it's all over social media, and you know, it doesn't take much for a burglar to pick up on that.
And people think, well, you know, I know everyone who's on my kids' list, that they're just people at school. Well, anybody can look at a roster at school, get a name, and create a fake account that I'm, you know, Steve Smith, and I'm 12 years old, and everyone that knows Steve at that school, you know, it's not that hard to be a complete fraud.
People can be found. I mean, you can go on to, as ever, most everybody knows, you can go on to Google and type in your own name or somebody else's name, and you can find an awful lot out about somebody in a short period of time.
Yeah.
If you dig hard enough, you can find their house, and you can find out more information than you wanted people to know about you.
Don't make it easier for them. Just take your pictures and leave it at that. When you get home and you're at your house and it's secure, then you can share it with all your friends. Here's fun family vacation.
We had a great time. Now we can talk. Telling them that ahead of time is just asking for trouble.
Now, how long have you been a part of Builders Wholesale here in Prescott?
We've been there since about 12 years now, 13 years been a part of that with Charlie Fulmer, our business partner, and it's been an unreal, couldn't ask for anything better. Honestly.
Now, y'all used to be right behind Jersey Lily on Whiskey Row. You were probably busy, but our 7 o'clock hour, we had Brent Smith on. The full bartender for the last 17 years at Jersey Lily. You've probably never been in there before.
No, we wouldn't frequent places like that, no, sir.
So you probably don't know what I'm talking about.
Never heard of Whiskey Row.
Y'all moved out to an old tire shop behind High Mountain. Is it High Mountain Guns or Mile High Gun Store? You're just beyond that exit.
Country Guns and Knives and just past Copper Basin Road. And it was the Ponderosa Tire Building that was there for... even when I moved here, it was there for years. I still have customers that come in and
where's the tire
shop? Tires here, and I did too. Honestly, that's who I use. So, but it was quite a project, but I'd like to think we did a good job on the showroom, and we're definitely happy with it and happy with the move, and can't complain a bit about that.
Now, Builders Wholesale, do y'all just wholesale to builders, or can the public walk in if somebody's doing a site built home, or even somebody's just trying to upgrade their fireplace in their home? Do y'all take walk-ins?
We do everything. It's not just a wholesale place. We sell windows and doors to contractors. We sell it to owner builders. We do wood stoves and retail applications for wood stoves and pellet stoves and gas stoves and inserts and fireplaces. We'll deal with the public all day long. And happy to do it.
Wonderful. Well, hey, thanks for letting me steal you away for the rodeo for a few minutes, wrapping up our topic this week, things to do to make sure your home is secure before leaving. We've got Ken Lane from Waters Garden. We were able to talk him to drive down here away from the garden nursery center.
Saw him running by here just a second ago.
And he's, he's a business owner. His nursery's open right now. He's like all of us. We've got a life and a work. We've got a make it all happen. But he'll be joining us next hour. It's your landscape and your yard can be one of the first indicators that nobody's home. So we'll have Ken in to talk about that.